In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello there, friends, and welcome back to another episode of Common Prayer. This is Kevin with you, and I'm glad to be leading our time together. I want to let you know of a few things here before we jump in, as I want to remind you that you can now find Common Prayer on almost any podcast platform that you may use. And so that may be, at least for me, I know that's the best way I follow along with these, is through that and just through your podcast feed. So just go to wherever that is and search Common Prayer, and you should see us pop up. But I also want to make you aware that on our website, cpc.org/spiritualformation, you can actually find a Bible reading plan, or what, one of the things we're doing differently this season than we did the first, is we're actually drawing all of our scriptures from the church lectionary. And so we've actually made that available for you with a little bit of a detail on each of the church holidays that happen to be within that month, as well as a whole bunch of scripture you read throughout the day. And so there's throughout the day, there's a morning readings and evening readings, and you can be reading along with where we are, what us as a team here, we do is we look over those scriptures for the day, and we just allow the Holy Spirit to lead us towards one particular text and then use that for our reflection time. Sometimes those texts will string together and it'll make kind of a quasi-series out of them, and other times it won't, and we'll just pull whatever text we feel the Holy Spirit leading us to. But we invite you to do that. Go download that, and would really encourage you to read along in this reading plan together. If you have more questions about that, feel free to reach out. But yeah, so grateful for your engagement in that. So as we begin, as we've been doing, I would love to just invite you to slow down and take a few deep breaths as we begin just a time of silence together, and invite you to use this simple prayer in this opening minute of silence. Just say, Lord, speak, your servant is listening. So let's do that for the next minute, and then we'll read our scripture for the day. Our text for today comes from Psalm chapter 42, verses 1 through 5. It says, as the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Where can I go and meet with God? My tears have been food day and night, and while people say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul. How I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One, with the shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. You know, this text is definitely one of the more familiar and beautiful psalms. Many of us are familiar with that opening imagery of the deer panting for the water. And certainly there's been many uses for this in finding comfort in the midst of troubling circumstances. What I find so intriguing about this text is you get a really intimate look at the life of the author. It is clear that they are being kind of plagued by two emotions, really both grief and hope. It begins with a strikingly familiar image. Again, as I mentioned, the deer thirsting for water. but it arrives at this stream that's run dry. And the author takes that imagery that the deer is panting for the water, so his soul pants for God, so it longs for God. You see, as the deer is left wanting, so too the author in their moment of seeming despair is left wanting. You know, I think it gets even more vivid as the next line plays out, and it talks about, you know, where can I go to, or when can I go and meet the presence of God? But then listen to this line. It says, my tears have been my food day and night. See, he says, where the flow of refreshing water of divine presence once ran has come up dry, so too now my tears flow, deeply longing for that presence. I think, again, we can relate to this, many of us, because we've experienced that longing, that thirsting for God. You know, and what's interesting is I want to just mention another thing here, but because I find that verse 5 in this text is really, really important. But before that, I need to highlight that, you know, many scholars believe that actually Psalm 42 and 43 are actually one really long connected poem. And so verse 5 is repeated actually three times throughout Psalm 42 and 43, or again, one long poem. And so it seems that this is the central emphasis of the text, and it provides this sort of inner glimpse into the dialogue that's going on inside the author of one suffering under the circumstances they're facing. And so verse 5 says this, says, why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will praise him, my Savior and my God. Again, for many of us, we understand the turmoil that's going on here. We're reminded of the existence and fracturing of the world around us. We experience the same disconnect between the hope that we hold in God and the experience of a broken world. A biblical scholar, Derek Kinder, says this about this verse. It says, it's an important dialogue between two aspects of the believer, who is at once a man of conviction and a creature of change. He is called to live in eternity, his mind focused on God, but also in time, where mind and body are under pressures that cannot and should not leave him impassive. I love that, because we live in that tension between hope and despair. We oscillate between those two. What we know of the world is that we have hope, but yet we have pain. We have hurt, we have disappointment, we have failure, but yet we have this hope. And so for many of us, there are times in which we are left at the empty stream bed, longing for the presence of God, realizing it's run dry. We experience the pain of life, but we experience the beauty of eternity. We get glimpses of the presence of God and this divine connection, but yet at times we feel lost. Because life itself, this side of new creation, is left in this tension. And so in some ways, the very rhetorical kind of comment he makes after asking these questions of himself, why is my soul downcast? Why are you so disturbed? Is he's coaxing himself to say, put your hope in God, for I will praise him, my Savior and my God. And I can't help but think that sometimes we just need that same coaching, that we can ask those difficult questions and we just need to remind ourselves, like the author does here, put your hope in God. So what I want to do for our reflection time this morning is I just want to sit a little bit in that tension, in that disconnect between our experience of the world and the hope that we hold. And so settle into your chair. Maybe use a breath prayer to slow your mind and to focus yourself on the presence of God that is with us here and now. But I invite you to follow the cadence of your breath, asking the Holy Spirit to meet you here today. Now, I just want you to think and contemplate this question. Where do you find yourself right now in that tension between pain and hope? between death and life. Where are you in that? Are you in a time of hope or dissonance? Are you in a time where things make sense or it seems just like chaos? Then I want to invite you to just allow the Holy Spirit to bring to the forefront of your mind that which you're wrestling with. What is it that's causing you to be wherever you are in that tension? If you're experiencing the empty stream bed that seems like God's presence is all dried up, ask the Spirit, why is that? What's causing my soul to be downtrodden, to be downcast? What's causing it to be disturbed? Where are you feeling like the deer longing for water yet cannot be satisfied? Hold that before the Holy Spirit. Maybe you're on the other end of the spectrum. And you're able to place your hope in God. You've seen glimpses of that recently. I ask you to allow the Holy Spirit to highlight those things. What is the beauty that you've seen that's animating that hope? Where have you felt that connection, that love of God wash over you recently? And sit in those images with a heart filled with gratitude, recognizing the very grace of God in that moment. And then finally, I want to spend just a moment in contemplation for those last words in verse 5 where it says, "For I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." That regardless of where you are in that tension between hope and pain, find it within you to just say, "I will still praise him, my Savior and my God." Because sometimes we all need that reminder. We all just have to kind of coax our own soul into praising him. Let me close with our prayer for the day. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, you have brought us safely to the beginning of this day. Defend us by your mighty power that we may not fall into sin nor run into danger, and that, guided by your Spirit, we may do what is righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.